Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Sunday, June 24th, 2018. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana. You're welcome to join us in the chat room on onfrequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth, as usual, is in the control room answering your calls should you desire to call in, and we'll put you on the air. Today, I'm going to start the show off a little bit different than what I normally do. I've been watching the news here, and the news is the same thing, just rehash of the, you know, just rehash, you know, nothing changes in America. So anyway, I do a lot of reading, and of course that's a lot, you know, excuse, I guess you call it, to make up for what I lost in my youth and stuff, because not everyone had a perfect childhood and everything like that. I had a good time and everything like that. A lot of it, you know, it was good. But then, of course, there was also bad things. So, but anyway, in lieu of that, you know, I lost a lot of schooling out of it and everything like that. So I make up by a lot of it by reading. So in reading, I always ask, why is this story in the headlines? And of course, then of course I ask, what are we being distracted from? And of course, is this story that they're pushing, and I mean pushing, is this really going to make or break my day, you know? What's the main goal of the point, you know, to point our attention over here and not look elsewhere, you know? And usually I always say this, especially when you'll hear something go on and you'll say, well, I bet you the United States or something like that is bombing somewhere, or there's some covert action being taking place. Good evening, David, to the group there. Anyway, out of all this, I keep wondering, like, what is the main diversion here? So, you know, we're on the Internet of Things, and so everyone has access, you know, even with ham radio, whatever like that. You can listen to the guys on 3880 in the morning chatting back and forth, and the mundane stuff we hams talk about, weather, prostate issues, whatever like that, you know. There's a few of the guys get out there, and they talk about electronics, circuits, technology, whatever like that. And, you know, a lot of it's interesting, like, you know, and same thing on 2 meter or 440, you know. Depends whether you have local access to whatever type of communications. But I always, you know, when I listen to a group and they start, what do you call it, drifting. That's the only way I can call it, is just drifting. It's like one morning you'll wake up and everyone on the radio is talking about a certain subject. I'm going, what's this so important for, you know? So then it makes me wonder. So I start, I delve into looking more and more into what's actually the story here. So, but I have an uncanny ability, I guess you call it, because as I've mentioned before, I don't vote. My mom used to tell me, having a choice between two evils, you're always going to get evil. And so when you look at it that way, after Trump has been in office here since 2016 or the beginning of 2017, but has anything really changed from what, say, Hillary would have been doing compared to what Trump is doing? The United States is still bombing everywhere. Trump might make some goals here with North Korea, which would be good. though I don't ever, or nor have I ever considered North Korea an issue. But there's always these things to keep us distracted. And I noticed this a while back on Twitter. And, of course, this has been going on for quite a few months now in the form of what they call Q, or Anonymous, you know. And there's quite a few people that are they're delving into this. And they're just, I mean, they're tweet after tweet. And it's even on Google Plus and everything like that where they're trying to highlight all this so-called secret intel that's being released. And anyway, I mean, but you know, it's a distraction. And if you know anything about Star Trek, and I love the Star Trek series, Q in Star Trek was always the devious one. You know, he'd always put Picard or Captain Janeway's ships, you know, at harm, the Voyager, and the same thing with Q's son, I guess you call it, where he too couldn't wait to get over there and to get the Voyager into a scrap with the Borg or something, you know, causing friction everywhere. But anyway, it was the main distraction. So the issue here was it was always for their fun or exploitation. And so that brought me into an article I was reading here a day or so ago here on Zero Hedge. And I'll clean up a word here on it. But this is entitled Johnston. It says, anyone promoting regime change in Iran is an evil piece of crap. I cleaned that up, edited it. But anyway, this goes on to talk about these Q drops, which are so notorious on Twitter and everything. So, you know, it's a fancy name for an anonymous user posting text into a popular internet troll message board with zero accountability. And of course, that makes this even more abundantly clear than ever. And while you're reading these Q messages there, the one comes up, says fight, or sorry, it says free Iran, fight, 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 regime change, people have the power, we stand with you, Q. Then you wonder, why in the heck would someone post that? And so again, like I say, if Trump makes some political base over North Korea, fine, it may be a launching point for, say, U.S. policy in other areas. But like I mentioned last week and the week before there, it stated U.S. policy from Hillary Clinton, and this is probably coming down from the CFR, that they don't want peace in the Korean Peninsula there because it would not justify the billions of dollars in arms sales, nor their so-called pivot to Asia, in which they're trying to incite Taiwan to rebel against China. And I mean, but the list goes on like that. So anyway, when you read this, the rest of this story there, it goes on to talk about, you know, the different conditions that are in Iran right now. And, of course, this takes you right back to 1953 to the regime change that the U.S. tried to do there through their other color revolutions where they paid people thousands of dollars to go out there and wreak havoc and, of course, to replace that government, in which later on would spurn the 1979 Iran hostage crisis and listen to Walter Cronkite saying, this is day 444. You know, but anyway, but there was always a distraction there, just like when some of the people that were held hostage there were talking about the Iranians kept watching their watch. And we found out later on this because a secret deal had been made where the U.S. at the time had an arms embargo. And so they couldn't do any arms transfer for these prisoners. So Israel traded the arms. But anyway. But it was a constant distraction. But again, what is this so-called bid to actually overthrow the government of Iran? They have their voting there, and I get so sick and tired of hearing this regime, like the Syrian regime. It's a democratically elected government. Many people ran. It was a monitored election, just like down in Venezuela. But whenever it's another government, they call it a regime, except if it's Western, then of course, you know, the French government, the Israeli government, you know, whatever like that, you know, the, you know, United Kingdom government, they never call these regimes. It's only when it's outside of the so-called box of, in Western hegemony, I guess you call it. So anyway, so while they're worried about billions in arms sales and other internal issues, like, say, Assad, he allegedly gassed his own citizens. Well, you're right now, of course, like, say, forget Waco. forget Ruby Ridge, forget all that stuff like that. You know, that was just Americans killing Americans, you know. But now we're talking about Syria, you know. We can talk about Venezuela, the people eating cats and dogs just to stay alive, or Korea and their prisoners. Forget Gitmo, you know, forget all that stuff, you know. Forget the black prisons of the United States, you know. But what you're also supposed to forget is forget all the millions of homeless here in America, the millions of starving, as well as the dying veterans, the suicides of veterans and from others. On the scanner here daily, Montana is one of the highest suicide rates in the country. I'm not suicidal. Anyway, that's a disclaimer. But anyway, you never hear them attacking issues domestically here, like lead in the water. They just keep pushing this off. Or the fracking, which is poisoning water. And, I mean, it's pretty bad when you turn on your faucet and put a match under it and have your water turn on flames, you know, from the gases, whatever like that, you know. But nothing is being done in this country here. So we have these color revolutions spring up all over the world here because we have to justify this policing of the world. And, of course, many might say that when these regimes or whatever, when in Venezuela, when someone gets elected, the United States doesn't like, well, we don't recognize that government. Same thing in Syria. And I tried to give that analogy last time here to imagine that, say you live in Iraq and you have an occupation where your government is flat out destroyed by an occupational force. And I won't just pin this on the U.S. because, remember, we had this so-called coalition of the willing war criminals. But anyway, so now you have a forced government put on someone. And then to ensure democracy, you're going to let all these Iraqis dye their little fingers purple to say that they voted for their candidate, which was put in office by who? The United States or their vassals. And that's supposed to be their form of policy, you know. And I bet you would, Murr. I still think it's anyway. So anyway, so within this, so we now have a massive move here in the United States after watching the policies and all this claim of racism and crap coming out. Trump's a racist. All the so-called ones that affiliate themselves towards Trump are all racist. And there's more on this story later on, which gets kind of comical there. But anyway, like I said, I do a lot of reading. I try to what do you call it, connect the dots. And look at my time here. So now we have all the a large majority of blacks now shifting from the Democrats to the Republicans, which is fine. I don't care. They can do whatever party they want. So, I mean, that's what the so-called freedom is about, you know. Vote for who you want, you know. But my biggest problem about that is party. That'd be like called in Germany, they called it the National Socialists, you know. Well, if you voted for, say, Hitler and the Nazis came to power, well, does that mean that you're responsible by proxy from your vote for everything that that government did? So that's what they're trying to do to us now, is they're trying to assign this white guilt or something like that, or even black guilt, whatever, you know, Hispanic guilt. Everyone's accountable for something. And, of course, now they're trying to remove history so that we don't have to look at that because they want this. They're changing our social mapping, I guess you'd call it. So, and a perfect example of this is watching California right now tear itself into threes. You know, we have the immigration there, the liberalization, and, of course, the LGBT agenda. And, of course, I say agenda because it's countless article after article about now they're talking about letting your young children watch porn, play with each other's genitals and stuff. I mean, but this is an agenda. It's not something I grew up with. Same thing with even Planned Parenthood. Like at when I was younger, they taught abstinence. You know, if you couldn't control yourself, you knew what else you had to do. But the point is, though, is nowadays it's just everything is just so open. And of course, now if you don't go along with what's open, like this saying of coming out of the closet, well, that's a joyful thing nowadays. Everyone's coming out of the closet, you know. Well, let them come out, you know. Point is, though, is you don't have to try to bring my kids in the closet with them, you know, or my grandkids. But that's, you know, if they want to live that lifestyle, that's fine with me, you know. But when one reads that 1963 Bolshevik agenda there, the communist agenda, you can see that everything's falling right in place here with that agenda. Just like vaccines right now. Say you've got some crying Hispanic down there on the border there separated. Of course, we find out later on that the father of this child is down there in Mexico. He's working full-time. He has two other kids, and his wife left and took off with the kid and sat there at the border to gain this media attention. And, of course, the media picked up on it, and, of course, it was a fake story. But this is designed to just drive the population to accepting certain things that normally wouldn't be so. And, of course, usually when they use children, just like school shootings, whenever you use children, it's easy to indoctrinate a child, like the Bible says, train him a boy according to the way, and when he gets older, he won't turn from it, you know. So when you inculcate these things into a young child, they'll grow up and be that way. And they won't deviate. Well, they'll deviate some because everyone strikes out for their own freedoms and, you know, whatever. But later on, they realize that, hey, you know, mama or daddy was right, or the Bible was right, or something like that. And I need to, like, mend my ways. Kind of like the scripture says that be careful what one sows because you'll reap it, you know. So back to this thing about Iran. What is a big issue here about Iran? You know, what is this big deal that which regime change has to take place in Iran? Well, coming from that, like say, if you get out there and research and you start looking around like that, then you'll find out more. Well, Pepe Escobar had a great article there on Russia Today, and it highlighted the facts just like, well, they went more into the detail financially and stuff, but if you've ever seen that video, Don't Tell My Mother I'm in Iran, that's where you'll see this young British or American boy that's traveling around on this I-90 motorbike type thing. He's also in Korea and stuff. But he goes to all these countries of which we've been told for years about how demonistic these countries are and have to be regime changed. But anyway, and he meets a totally different populace than what he's been told about. So, again, what's so big about Iran? Well, there's a lot of conspiracy-minded populist right-wingers now. You know, they're always being manipulated and supporting some kind of standard of these Bush administration globalist agendas, kind of like Alex Jones and stuff that started off on this attacking there at first. But the support for the regime changes in Iran isn't limited to this QAnonymous there, you know, crowd, because it's all through the Bill Crystals and name it, you know, they're all out there and they're all pushing for this regime change. And of course, Iran is nowhere near the same thing as Iraq, Libya, or Syria is. Of course, we have to ask why, because Pepe Escobar kind of breaks this down. 40% of the population of Iran is in their 20s. And if you think you're going to march right into there and just start doing these covert measures and stuff, Iran is no different than the United States. If the United States was attacked, they would draw up their so-called youth for a military service. So out of 80-some million people, 40% of that into a military, and of course with the way they were raised and whichever there, they would protect their government just like they would over here. But on top of that, it's the marketing and the way that they sell these things. And it's just like a commercial on TV that says 9 out of 10 dentists prefer that you, say, use Crest toothpaste. Ask yourself, really, if Crest was so good, then why would dentists recommend it? They'd be out of the job. But, of course, you're not supposed to look at it that way. So we know that Israel doesn't like Iran. And Iran has ties with Syria and Iraq right now, effectively destroying ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And, of course, the U.S. is trying to make claims of that. Of course, we know that it's Russia that's actually doing all the damage to those guys there. Even yesterday, late last night, I saw a thing there where basically the U.S. has told the rebels now that you're on your own. And I think that's because it's been brought too much attention to themselves that they're actually helping ISIS. So whenever, Bashar Assad's government is making strategic interest fights, that suddenly the Syrians are attacked, in which ISIS now starts taking over areas again. Anyway, we have a commercial break coming up. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. Anywhere you go, it's on.
small talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, welcome back. You're listening on Frequency with Keith Rogers. You're on Republic Broadcasting Network. Our call-in number is 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to chime in. Before the break there, I was talking about Pepe Escobar's article there, in which it's entitled Branching for an All-Out Economic War. And, of course, we have to understand what's going on. And, of course, I always call it G-Oil politics. Instead of geopolitics, G-Oil politics. So in Pepe's article there, he highlights that almost 70% of Iran's oil exports go to China and Asia, 20% to Europe, and almost 90% of what the EU is buying from Iran also. So anyway, so that's going to Spain, France, Italy, Germany, whatever like that, nether regions. I use that from that show. But anyway, Netherlands. But anyway. So Iran remains a big prize, and of course Cheney highlighted this because the article brings out that there's – and you have to understand this. There's $45 trillion in oil and gas reserves there. So, of course, if the U.S. is trying to bend Iran around to its own means and measures like that. If Iran drops the U.S. dollar and starts selling that oil, that $45 trillion in oil, to China and something like that, that means the United States doesn't get any of that. And, of course, by putting sanctions on them, then these countries start looking for ways to bypass these U.S. sanctions, and they start trading directly. The same thing with Venezuela. When the United States put these sanctions on Venezuela, who was refining all of Venezuela's oil? Well, a nice, big, huge manufacturing plant down there in Texas. And, of course, so now Venezuela isn't able to afford, to feed its people. And, of course, they demonize that, saying, oh, that's socialism for you, just like over in Libya when Gaddafi was feeding all his people there, giving them housing, wedding gifts, land for farming, whatever like that, because the oil paid for it, the mass revenues they get off of this. So the U.S. would lose $45 trillion in oil and gas reserve sales that would all be transacted through the mafia, through the U.S. dollar. And this is the same thing that we see right now with BRICS, Brazil rushing to China, South Africa, and it may be others that might be joining this here pretty soon. I know that Iran has had the invite, and there's now some stirring here with OPEC and stuff about oil prices and whatever like that, that Iran might even join this so-called OPEC thing, as well as Russia. So being able to control the world's economy through this massive production of oil and LNG gas and everything. And of course, just recently they ran that article here that the United States was number one in the LNG and gas oil type exports. And of course, it's because they're fracking everything underneath our ground. They don't care if they poison your water or whatever like that, just as long as these big corporations can make their massive multi-billion dollar contracts to ship whatever product they have overseas. And of course, this is where all these tariffs come in handy. So anyway, and of course, then again, like I said last year with Boston was buying their LNG gas from France. And so, of course, they had to pay the tariffs on that. But anyway, so, there's so much different here when you hear about what's going on there and you start putting these little pieces together. The United States doesn't care about what happens to the Iranian people. They don't care about the Iranian people as far as they're being free and democratic. In fact, when you look at it, when you look at sanctions, they have not hurt any of the big cell phone businesses, anything like that. You watch videos of Iran. Everyone's walking around with a cell phone and stuff. Where are they getting these cell phones? Well, they're getting around with them. They're not going to stop certain things because there's too much money in it. And, of course, they only go after targeted individuals. They secure a banking account from a certain firm or whatever like that, Or they make it impossible for someone to do business until these guys, secede to whatever the U.S. wants. So, anyway, in Escobar's article there, you have to remember that the Iran is the old Persian Empire. And, of course, there's many historical sites, buildings there. Remember, this was the passages to the Mesopotamia valleys there through the entire region there where the great grain of the Egyptians were, filled the towers and everything like that, it's just vast desert there. But anyway, I'll get on with the rest of this in another second here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Double talk is all you get.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back. You're listening to RBN here, Keith Rogers in Western Montana on Frequency Radio. Anyway, so as I was saying, Pepe kind of outlined what was actually going on in Iran, what the unemployment is there. And of course, you can compare this now to, say, United States, the real unemployment figures of 21 or whatever it was percent. Britain has that. And of course, the youth being unemployed is the main thing. And as we get more into the show here, we'll see what's really going on here. But, you know, but when you really start looking at what's really going on with this oil and stuff, what is it so important? Well, How do I want to say this? Locally, there's a commercial on TV that whenever I do watch TV, it's the same repetitious type commercial there. And this guy is from Missoula. He holds up an ink and toner cartridge, And he highlights on there that it takes about a gallon of oil to produce that cartridge. And, of course, that got me into thinking about this, so I started looking up plastics. And, of course, plastic was invented in the middle to, well, about 1870 or so. Certain types of plastics, anyway. It was redefined there in 1907 or so by another scientist. But plastics are around us everywhere today. Most of our cell phones are made of that. Even the so-called screens on them. Even our brand-new ham radios. You get a brand-new ham radio, in 1 week you've scratched the display because even plastic is replacing glass now. But anyway, you walk down a shopping market or whatever like that. The rows and rows of plastic bottles, all made with oil, and the other derivatives in your home. In fact, as I was thinking about this, I thought I must have miles and miles and miles of plastic, because forget what my home has. I got a 4-bedroom home here. It's all wired up into every room. There's plastic covers for the utility switches and all that stuff. But all the wiring has all this plastic on it for insulation. Then there's my ham radio stuff, by God. And have I got computer programs and all this stuff and all the USB programming cables and all the coax that's strung all over my ungodly amount of antennas on my truck and on my house here and stuff. But these are all wrapped in plastic. And, of course, as a ham, you know, you have a problem there when you smell burning plastic, that something's got hot. But anyway, but all this stuff requires plastic. And, of course, that's a main driver, from plastic fans today, plastic cars. And on the fire department, we see what plastic does on cars, because when a car gets hit, the entire car is just shattered. Unlike when I grew up there and you hit a nice Ford truck or something like that, the car or whatever that hit it was usually in the ditch, and the Ford was drivable to drive off like that. You know, it could have been a Chevy. I'm just saying Ford. But anyway, but everything is being replaced by plastics today. And, yeah, it's nice because it's lightweight and everything. But that's why there's so much dependency on oil today, because not just gas and oil to drive vehicles or diesel and like that, but as a mainstay. The same thing with vinyl sidings and stuff. All this stuff today comes into so much commerce, and that's why they can put or assign a value on this of like $45 trillion, you know, because they know what the end product would be. Same thing with all the DVDs or CDs and stuff. These are all made from plastics. And this is the driving force today. Just like when they tell you about the oceans are full of plastic. Well, don't look at me, because I don't live near an ocean. I'm 450 miles from an ocean. But they want to blame us for something. Or just like when they talk about the Antarctica there. The Antarctic's melting. They only 3 months before that talked about the 90-some volcanoes down there in the Antarctic there, and in the same area where all this melting is. But, of course, it's me, what I'm doing. My little Ford Ranger out here is causing global warming. But anyway, yeah, there you go. Kenneth said we should make plastic from hemp. But anyway, so again, with all this massive wealth, don't think that this is going to be a cakewalk like they said it was going to be in Iraq, this so-called regime change. You're not just going to walk into Iran and overthrow a government there with this 40% of this youth ratio that would be available for military service. And like I said before, this is the same thing here in America. If this country was attacked, which it never would be because it's a nuclear power, but if this country was ever attacked, they would call up the reserve forces there, and they would get your kid down to boot camp, and you would be defending there, whether it was against your will or not, you know, that you would be out there defending that country. So, this cakewalk into Iraq, remember, has been twice now, and it's proven that regime change doesn't work there, just as much as when you watch Iraq now bombing the same people that the United States is supporting and trying to oust their so-called puppet leadership, that everything is falling apart in the Middle East. And it makes me worry there for the fact that when you get a person that's frantic, or you back them up to a wall, they get more deadlier because they realize that they have no way to fight, and so they just get violent. And, of course, I've always kind of highlighted this with so many U.S. soldiers, sadly, suffering from PTSD and other ailments and limbs blown off and everything like that. But the billions of dollars the Pentagon is spending on SSRIs and stuff to combat these ailments and stuff, as well as for those that are enlisted still, service, and serving this country, that they too are being sedated by these. But that goes right back to Henry Kissinger, where he said military men are just dumb, stupid animals to be used in U.S. policy or foreign policy, you know. So, you know, I'll be 58 here in December there, but as I mentioned at the beginning of the show here, I don't really see things changing for the good here in America. And I know there's a lot of announcers, or what do you want to call it, hosts out here that want to talk about the Republic and everything like that and restoring the Republic. But until we get rid of certain fractions, nothing's going to get restored. It's just the same crap day after day, you know, except in our day, things have gone from bad to worse. And a lot of my ham friends that I talk to, we talk about this regularly, that when you look at their era from when they served in Vietnam or Korea and were radio ops or whatever like that, and when I've had veterans on the show here or those that I've interviewed, whatever like that, and I talked to them and I asked them, what, you know, is this what you thought you were going to fight for? And they said, no, this is nothing like what I thought I was fighting for. So even the veterans are being – I mean, when they arrest veterans for hanging an American flag on their property, you realize there's an issue here. Or when they arrest a World War II veteran who's out feeding the homeless, who's 90-some years old, you realize there's a problem here. So back to Iran here. They need these products, and of course they need consumers for these products. And that's why even here on RBN or TV or the internet, YouTube or like that, you're constantly inundated with commercial after commercial in which they try to sell you something. And I keep looking at these, why in the heck would I buy that stupid thing? Or like a Finger Hut catalog. I get those in the mail. And I keep thinking, what? Nothing in there I'd want, you know? But anyway. But they're constantly trying to sell you something, and just keep these, you know, these big, huge corporations in business. And these are the same ones who, when these corporations come into power, let me back up just one second. When Trump had talked about his original tariffs, remember, it showed him coming out of the White House or whatever the building that was, with all these big CEOs. See, this is corporate America at work. And this is the ones that says, hey, you know, we can't make a living here unless we're able to, say, offshore our jobs over to some third world country to be able to get that slave labor to produce our products cheaper than what we can do at home here. And so we need tax cuts. And, of course, the big corporations always get the tax cut. And then, of course, now here domestically, what they want to do, they want to replace everything with robots. And, of course, if you have robots producing everything, then who's going to be able to be paid to be able to buy the product that they're selling? Anyway, so as these corporations, they lay off thousands of workers here to be able to offshore their stuff or to even move their main offices because of taxing issues like that, the Americans are left jobless. And, of course, the CEOs, though, after laying off thousands, you can read this in article after article of where they'll lay off thousands of workers, and then suddenly the CEO gets a $20 million bonus. Now, what would $20 million have done to employ, say, 1,000 workers? So you can do all your math there and how much that would come up to, but that's what they could be working like that. So they could have kept those people working, but no, they wanted that cheap slave labor. So when you go down to Walmart or any of these other places like that, all the products they made in Malaysia, made in Taiwan, made in China, made in Japan, nothing says made in America. Matter of fact, there was this one home show on TV there where they frantically tried to find everything for an appliance that was made in America, and they had such a tough time. And there was one product they could not find that it was anywhere made in America, and that was a coffee maker. Everything, like I say, is being made in some other country. But they could find furniture because there's still a lot of old furniture makers and stuff around. We have a lot of them here in Montana, which are carpenters like that. They do custom cabinetry and everything like that, and that's fine, you know. But all the big jobs are gone. And, of course, now they have these steel and aluminum trade tariffs and everything like that. And this, of course, is to force jobs back home. And, of course, if you got a country that keeps pushing towards war, I wouldn't want to be trying to say think about attacking China if you're going to need to start building ships and stuff if they're doing your steel, because it's bad karma coming your way. So anyway, so back to Iran. So does the USA and its vassals, you know, you really, like, say, do they really care about that? No, because they don't care about anything about it, the Iranian people. They just care about that oil. They don't care about, just one example. Iran wants to enrich its uranium to be able to produce medical products because Iran has over 6 million people would have cancer. Israel, we know, corners the market on all this technology there. But they need that to make their MRI stuff and all this stuff, you know, for the catalyst, whatever, you know, for the health industry over there to help their people with cancer. Just as much as I said, they don't care about the people over there. They don't care about them here. Otherwise, you would not have millions of starving, homeless Americans. Or a Pentagon that can't account for countless trillions of dollars, which could have gone into health care, our roads, dams, bridges, whatever like that, you know. So everyone just seems like they're the end product of these big corporations. And that's where I believe that the only way to be able to so-called fix this so-called republic is to take it back from these corporations. And of course, that entails the banking system, too, you know. No one can make anything without having some way to be able to sustain yourself unless these corporation stuff, I mean, if these corporations are going to keep going like that, because I watched a video on YouTube last night. A gal was calling the cops on an 8-year-old who was selling water. See, these are these mindset people that think that only a corporation should be selling you things, like down in California where they pumped out those countless millions of gallons of water. Then they tell people down in California that you can't shower or do laundry on the same day, you can't water your yard, but then these big corporations can sell you a bottle of water from 69 cents to $1.69 or more, put a couple juice flavorings in there, artificial of course, and then sell it to you, you know. So, but it's all about the oil and all the products that are derived from these oil based things, and this goes right into Monsanto or Bayer now, where all these pesticides and stuff, these are all made from oil based products. It is changing the different crap in them like that to be able to get them to target whatever they want. And if they did care about other countries, look at Saudi Arabia. Now, it was linked to 9/11 with the 28 redacted pages, yet the United States calls it an ally and is supplying it with all these countless billions of dollars in arms to do what? Kill people over in Yemen. Then we have the United States here recently because of Israel that pulled out the United Nations human rights. So does the United States care about people? No. Does anyone else? No. So, I mean, all governments are that way. They indiscriminately bomb people. That's why if you look up in World War II of the cities bombed in Germany, it was 50-some cities. And there's a list on the side there of population decimated by that. And in most of those cities, it was 74% or more of the population that was systematically murdered. Murdered. Civilians. They don't care. So when I see someone down here on the border crying or something like that, it's like, why are they pushing this agenda? And a lot of it derives from this GDP. And, of course, if you go to the World Bank sites and start looking up these countries, whether it's Somalia or what like that, and look at their GDP, you can see the listings of revenue, and a lot of them derive all around this oil. And, of course, if oil sales aren't done in the U.S. dollar and they're sold or transacted through the ruble or the yuan or something like that, whatever currency – peso, whatever, it bypasses this global mafia, you know. And same thing with Yemen. I looked up Yemen, all this massive outrage in Yemen right now. And of course, the World Bank site says that oil accounts to around 85% of Yemeni's exports. That's 85%. So who cares if you're bombing children over there? You know, it's the oil. And this goes on the same thing where it talks about the main exports and their partners. Again, where is Yemeni or the Yemeni people, where are their exports going? China, India, Thailand, United Arab Emirates, Singapore, South Africa, and Japan. See, bypassing the U.S. And so when you have these little proxy government type things that the United States is trying to set up there, like the Houthis who overthrow that government, and they want their own independence back to be able to sell what they want to whom they want, regardless of what currency and stuff. I remember as a kid, you used to go in the bank and exchange your Canadian nickels and dimes and quarters and stuff for a real one, you know. And, of course, they never gave you the exact thing because there was a difference in the currency ratio, you know. But you could trade your money in. And that's the way it should be, you know. But everyone should be able to be able to freely deal with other countries and not have to worry about it. But see, there's this global mafia that wants the U.S. dollar tacked up there. So anyway, so and again, I want to highlight here. I'm not against technology like that. My biggest issue is that technology is overtaking the people because they don't have the social stuff to be able to grasp what's really going on. Anyway, I have a break coming up here, 6:50 there, roughly. So we'll be right back, 1-800-313-9443.
Anywhere you go, it's on talk radio. Double talk is all you get.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
You want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio,
is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
All right, right back with you here. It's Keith Rogers here in Western Montana with On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Callers, the phone lines are open, 1-800-313-9443, and you can talk if you get tired of hearing me talk, but I still have five more pages. Anyway, man, these are just random thoughts, too, you know. I'm not part of the crowd. I'll get into that here, too, about the crowd here. But anyway, right now I'm noticing trending on Twitter, of course, is a 10-year-old drag queen in New York City, who, with his parents' permission there, is out there being praised as he walks down the, or whatever he is, walks down the street there in all of his regalia stuff like that, you know. But this is not what I was raised with and stuff. Call it foreign to me or like that. Like I said, I don't have any issues with people. But when you start teaching children in school that they have to accept a certain lifestyle and stuff, this is not a democracy. Believe me. And of course, we knows, as Patty and I would say, we knows who's behind it. So, anyway, comes from this whole thing here is this constant bashing of the human society again. And that's where I was going with this society thing earlier. We have a society that, let me break here. I went to the store earlier there, and there was a carload of tribal members in there, and I don't care if they're tribal or not like that, but they were waiting for someone inside, and there was three of them out there all on their cell phones, jabbering away like that, you know. Not to each other, but they're into their social media stuff. And, of course, their fixation has been moved. Just like over in Germany, it's gotten so bad, where they actually made it so the stop signs and stuff were actually on the curb. So when the red light came on, the curb would light up. That way, as you're walking and your head is affixed into your cell phone, you would realize if there's red and, I need to stop here. Not get hit by a car. So with all this social bending, mind benders, or what do you want to call it, you have to wonder what the real agenda is. Like this, again, we're back on this issue here with this crying child down there on the border. And, of course, from that spurs this Sarah Sanders deal where this restaurant called the Red Hen, and if you see photos of the owners, they're just three owners there wearing these pussy hats that booted Sarah Sanders from this restaurant. And, of course, they're welcome to do that. It didn't bother me none. It wasn't racist. They attributed it to race because of the child and like that and the White House's comments and stuff. But if they have the power to do that, then why doesn't, say, a Christian have the power to say, no, I'm not going to bake this gay wedding cake, or this stenographer isn't going to make out the announcements for a wedding or something like that? Why don't they have the same rights? Well, because, see, it's not part of the agenda. Well, these brakes are going fast. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. More news coming up, I guess. So 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Through the honky-tonk radio, turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio, talk radio. Through the honky-tonk radio, turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN.